the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
During a 1996 deposition with lawyers, Michael Jackson was asked directly on camera whether he's a pedophile. That video has been released. This new video footage includes hours of Jackson being grilled over the molestation claims and shows his extremely weird and odd reactions to the serious allegations. Jackson appears nervous and laughs, giggles, and jokes his way through questions about molesting children during the deposition. After Jackson is asked whether he sexually touched Macaulay Culkin, Jordan Chandler, and Brett Barnes, he giggles. Then Jackson squirms in his seat when asked if he threatened staff members who agreed to testify that they saw him act inappropriately with children. Michael then denies that witnesses had been threatened. And here's a particularly weird part of the video where Michael Jackson compares himself to Jesus and rants at how he's being misrepresented.
And he always surrounded himself like with children. And that's how I was raised, to believe and to be like that and to imitate that. So I don't know what you're trying to make out of. I made a list of things. When I get angry enough, I write down what I want to say and what I want to talk about to set the record straight. Because you get to a point where you get tired of people lying. I get tired of situations like this, where people completely lie on me, and I'm sick of it.
Somebody like called us the other day, and you remember this show, they called us after the show and they tried to say, they said, you're the only reason that you are talking bad about Michael Jackson is because he's black.
Oh yeah, they said that we were trying to like just downgrade a black man.
Right.
It's like, no, like, I don't care if you're white, black, red, or blue, like if you do something bad or child molesty or punch your lady in the face, like you're a turd.
If you're new to this show, you should know we are equal opportunity pedophile or rapist roasters. We will call anybody out. We've talked about Bryan Singer on the show, who nobody wants to talk about. Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, Harvey Weinstein, all of them equally, anytime there's a story. So don't come for me with that crap, because that's absolutely a lie. Kim Kardashian is allegedly spending a fortune on surgical procedures, mainly because she's feeling stressed amid her, quote, marriage meltdown. Sources say the reality star is spending a small fortune and running out of parts of her body to operate on, but she just loves going to the surgeon's office and says it's empowering. The sources add that the procedures also serve to distract her from her crumbling relationship with husband Kanye West. I don't see it. Like, I don't see their relationship crumbling. They seem to be sticking strong to me.
If they are, they're doing a very good job at hiding
it. I mean, she's had a lot of opportunities where it would have been easy for her to say, you know what, we're taking a break, we're separating, I need some space. And she still vehemently, you know, stands up for him.
I think that anything that has to do with the Kardashians is complete clickbait. It can get people's attention.
Probably is.
And get people to click on it, whether it's true or not. So I think that's the only reason why we're hearing about this.
So how many articles did you click on, Liv?
Oh, like every single article.
Yeah, okay. Just want to make sure it worked.
You know what Goop is?
I do.
Isn't that one lady made Goop?
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Goop.
Goop is coming to Netflix. That's Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle and wellness company. It's becoming a docuseries set to debut this fall. It'll have 30-minute episodes hosted by Goop editors, including Gwyneth herself. We'll deal with topics related to physical and spiritual wellness, and we'll have doctors, researchers, and other experts. Oh, boy. She's the one that like came out with a bunch of stuff about like vajazzling and weird stuff.
Do I need to actually pony up and get cable now so I can't miss this?
Well, this is Netflix.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yeah. In that case, man, let me share my password with everybody that wants to watch Goop.
There you go. So you can look forward to that. And David Spade got invited to watch the Super Bowl in the Patriots owner's box, I guess. But he said he didn't go because the idea made him too uncomfortable. Here's why. It's really funny.
That in the booth, the craft booth, they're all cool. But I don't know anybody that well. And then I would feel kind of dumb.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm fun for a few minutes, but let's face it, 5 hours of me, it gets annoying. And I knew I'd do something dumb, like I'd be over the food and I go, Giselle, did you eat the last chalupa? These are for everybody.
Coming up in less than an hour, this famous actor told a very weird racist story to a journalist. I'll tell you who.